स्वामी जी प्रणाम। कौन कहते हैं भगवान आते नहीं, तुम मीरा के जैसे भी आते नहीं। दे कम, दे आर राइट हियर, मा इज राइट हियर।
He has come through Swami Ji. भगवान कृष्ण हैज कम थ्रू स्वामी जी थ्रू हिज मैसेंजर। आपने बुलाया, ही इज कम। यू वर्क फॉर इट, ही इज कम टू ब्लेस यू।
स्वामी जी, आई वॉन्ट टू शो यू अनदर वीडियो। आई वॉन्ट टू थैंक यू फॉर नेमिंग द काफ साइना। यू नेम द काफ साइना, आई वॉन्ट टू थैंक यू। सुमित, कैन यू शो इट बेटा?
ओह, यू गॉट दैट?
Ma'am, it will take time. Please give me 5 minutes.
Okay, during the conversation.
During the conversation, I'll ask for you. Swamiji, name the calf Saina. So we have a video. We'll show that. Swamiji, thank you. Thank you. You accepted. Thank you. Swami,
you called him with all the love. Swami,
that's the calf. That's Saina, that little baby. Thank you, Swamiji. It's Ma's Kripa. It's all Ma's Kripa. It's Thari Ma's Kripa. Thank you.
Lovely.
New life. Naya Janam. A new life.
Lovely.
A new life.
Beautiful.
Yes, DL. Today you saw DL. This is our DL. This is our demonstrative learning, Swamiji.
Thank you so very much. Would you like me to speak now?
Yes, please. Please.
Om Mokyanti Midandasya Gyananjana chalakaya chakshurun militam yena tasmai sri gurave namaha. He Krishna karuna sindhu dinabandhu jagatpate kopesha gopika khanda Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Deve Pranamami Hari Priye. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasati Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I am sincerely grateful for this opportunity to be with all of you on this very, very special, auspicious day where we have come together to celebrate with our offerings of love and gratitude for the life of Srimati Kiran Bedi. Kiran, I have so much I want to say. it's just pouring from my heart. I pray on this day that our beloved Lord Sri Radha Krishna will shower blessings and grace and mercy upon you and all of your family members forever. I pray that you are blessed with good health and with continued empowerment to give leadership to the world. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna tells yad yad acharati stresthas tat tat eve darochana sayat pramanam kurute lokasthananu vartate, that what leaders do, people follow that example. And if there's anything that is most urgently needed in the world today and always, it is exemplary leaders. Kiran, you are truly an exemplary leader. First of all, the foundation of whatever you do is built upon your genuine care, your sincere compassion to help people find their potential and be happy. At this time during the pandemic, we're all very much conscious of how life can be challenging. Kiran, your life has been full of challenges. Some of these challenges have seemed insurmountable and inconceivable, but your determination, your flexibility to adjust to situations, and your ability to look for opportunities in every situation has really been a model example for the world. And, you know, from my good fortune of knowing you for several years, I know and I feel that the reason you have such power is because you care so deeply. You care so deeply for the well-being of others. Sarve sukhano bhavantu. My beloved guru, Srila Prabhupada, would tell us that the whole purpose of all the scriptures, of all the religions and all the cultures of the world is this little phrase, let all beings be happy. And in your life, you have gone to places where there is the greatest hopelessness and desperation even. And by your loving care, given people tools to be happy. It's that motherly care that has given you and is giving you such courage against all obstacles to do good for others and to do good for the world. And today, in harmony with your blessed birthday, is the birthday of this institution, demonstrative learning, which is so much an expression of your heart. I cannot tell you the joy and the gratitude I was feeling before I had to speak, just seeing the beautiful, loving interactions between yourself and your students and your staff. You know, it brought such tears of joy to my heart, because such genuine interactions. And I could see from your heart and your words how much you love and care for all these students and staff members. And in reciprocation, I could see how much they love and care for you. To bring about that type of true interaction is real leadership. And I thank you for that, Kiran. And On behalf of my beloved Lord and all the world, I thank you for that. in demonstrative learning, you're giving knowledge, skills, and most importantly, values. The world today, especially in the field of higher education, gives a tremendous facilitation of tools and skills. But unfortunately, without values, they could be destructive instead of constructive to the world. My beloved guru Prabhupada used to say that skills and philosophy and learning and knowledge have no real positive value unless they're built on the foundation of good character. And along with so many incredible skills and sciences and beautiful cultural opportunities that you are providing through this wonderful institution, you're teaching values. The value of how to love and how to care. And not just when it's convenient. Because deep character is not determined by the circumstances around us. Deep character is born of our own inner conviction and the love of God that is within our heart. And from within, we are expressing that love through our compassion in whatever we do and whatever we say. If our service, our seva, is determined by circumstances, you know, we're always changing. But the concept of dharma is the roots of our purpose in life is coming from within us, through our values, through our character, through our integrity, through our love for God and through our compassion for other beings. And when we have that, we adjust to circumstances, but our purpose is never adjusted. Our purpose is always the same. Because we care. I was so joyful, Saina. You are so incredible, Saina. What can I say? The way you speak and how you speak, and you are just irresistible personality. You're so kind and gracious and full of life. And
see, I am nothing without my dharma.
I was just seeing when you showed that video of that of our little calf named Saina. She's your calf, and how the mother was giving so much nourishment to the calf just by the loving care, and you know, a calf is so much empowered by the love of the mother, and we saw that in that video, and. I know the calf and I know the cow, and that cow will do anything and everything. She'll give her life for her little calf, and even though, you know, she may be very very shy among people, you know, she'll be courageous and risk everything without fear to protect her little calf, because that's her love. And Saina, you are so fortunate to have such a loving mother who really cares in a true way, and you have such a family of so many hundreds, thousands, maybe tens and thousands of brothers and sisters like me that your mother is taking care of in a very similar way. You know, she has extended that love in the demonstrative learning community, and through all of her projects, and through your mother's life, life of devotion, life of compassion, life of dedication, and at times of crisis like the world is facing now, we really need the example of such caring, compassionate leaders who are extending themselves. And Srimati Kiran Bedi, you are that person. And today, it was thrilling to my heart to see some of your family, your students, your staff, how grateful and how inspired they were to have the opportunity just to personally extend their love and good wishes to you. And please know that there are tens and thousands and more who are in our hearts, you know, extending our good wishes to you. On this very, very special day, I sincerely pray with all my heart that our beloved Lord showers upon demonstrative learning and all of your wonderful projects with prosperity and health and happiness and infinite grace. And I pray, Kiranji, that your life is just filled with blessings and grace, and that you'll forever be empowered to share those blessings and grace with everyone. And I also want to extend on a very personal level how grateful I am for your kindness upon me, you know, to have you as a friend, as a mother, as a sister, as a guide. You know, you are all those things to me. And I'm so grateful to God for giving me you. And I'm so grateful to you for giving me such a beautiful experience of God. And I guess what I'm trying to say through all these words is, we love you very dearly, and we wish you a happy birthday.
Mohinji, you're very kind. You're very kind. Your each word is a blessing for us. Very kind. Very kind. Mommy, a few words from you to Swamiji.
I've never had a birthday like this before. I've never had such a blessed birthday ever before. It's been a whole new dimension. It's taken to a totally different level and a plane. And this kind of blessing and grace has a reason to come. And there was a time to come. When I was being asked in Rajnivas Puducherry, what will you do after this tenure? I said, I will go home. I said, I'll go home. And home meant I wanted to walk this path. Swamiji, where are you taking me towards? The grace you're giving me. This was in my heart. And I got that. They said, no, aren't you waiting for something to come? I said, no. I want to go home. Home meant I want to go inside me. I wanted to go back to devotion. A life of devotional service. And these last few months have been, Swamiji, it's been devotional service. I have got what I asked for. But I didn't tell my daughter this. That this is what I used to say every time the people would ask, what next? And I said, I'll go home. Everybody said, but something more. I said, no, home. Home meant inside home. Go back and serve from within more That means open up more and more without anything in expectation. And you blessed me exactly for that. When the situation normalizes, to come back to your eco-village.
I am praying for that reunion to come. And please bring Saina. We could all be together and we can celebrate the magic of God's grace in our lives.
Yes. And my daughter was always already walking this path of devotion. And how we become partners in life for this. She was walking it in her own way. I was desiring it in my own way. And today they have got known. They've got expressed. Through the manner in which she has offered herself to this kind of work. Because this is again giving as much as possible, not in person, but through technology. Till she comes out in person. But she's doing it in person. But using the power of technology, which has no barriers. Which knows no barriers. And goes across everybody with this application. She's gone global. And she's got you to bless it. Who could be more? And she knew, Saina knew, that you'd be there. You will be there. And that's how, Swamiji, you have come. So the kind of love and respect and determination and hunger by which she asked for you, she knew you would say yes. And how every minute of yours is spent in service. So I want to thank you. I've never had a birthday like this. I don't know the meaning of this birthday. Why has it come like this? At the moment, I'm always waiting, always praying for direction. And you've told me go back to continue to work with the way you and for the reason you've come. I want to say I'm very, very blessed. It's a message through actually through my daughter Saina, and I never told her what I needed, and she didn't tell me what she's going to do today. Everything is a surprise. All she told me was that she's getting you. That's all. I did not know what she's unfolding. So I want to thank the Almighty for her also today. She's been a wonderful abundance for me. I think she's come in abundance. May God bless her. And you've given her abundance. I think it's a turning point in our lives. Thank you. Thanks, Swami.
Swamiji, this is
Mass Kripa. Thank you.
We want to hear more from you, Swamiji. Swamiji, life does not come with an instruction book. You have to live and learn. But I truly believe the eternal truths will always remain eternal. Love and truth will always dispel darkness and hate. One candle will always have the power to light many candles. And the candle will lose nothing by lighting more and more candles. Bless us with more words. Bless us with more love. And then a prayer before we take leave, Swamiji. Bless us with more words and a prayer before we take leave.
Saina, we are so proud of you. You have so sincerely and genuinely imbibed the spirit of compassion and care and wisdom that your mother has embodied through her life. We are so proud, and like the mother cow to the calf, is giving life and care, and like the original candle is giving light to the next candle, according to your own beautiful poetic expression. I see this succession of love that's coming in your family, and how the two of you together, you know, with this technology and with the various projects and skills, realizations and experiences you both have in your life, how you're sharing it with the whole world. And that's the beauty of life. You are so nicely explaining, Kiranji, that real happiness and real love is something that is within us. It's something that's given to us by God within. You know, Ishwara Sarvabhutanam Hriday Sherjana Tishtati. Krishna tells in Gita, I'm in the heart of every living being. And somehow or other to find that presence of God's love, which is the essence of all true religions, to try find that essence of God's love within our own hearts, and to inspire one another by being instruments of that love. And at various phases of life, we have very special opportunities. And Kiranji, what you were just saying was very precious to all of us. How at this particular phase of life, you are so much focused on sharing that essence. And you have so much of that essence to share. And that is just beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you. Swamiji, please bless Shakira.
She's wanting a bhajan from you, Swamiji.
We want a bhajan. We want you to sing.
She's hoping you'll sing a bhajan, Swamiji.
Well, I'm very happy, Shaina, to be your little puppet, and I will dance according to how you play my strings.
He wants a bhajan from you.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane. Namaste Sarasati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nirbhishesha Shunyavadi Pastitya Deshatarane Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jaya Jaya Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare.
Thank you. Jeet Hare Ma. Hare Krishna, Hare Rama. Swamiji, demonstrative learning is all about the mind. It's all about the power of the mind. About honoring every emotion, every aspect of life. We honor life. At times like these times that are going by, I am sure with there is darkness, but I'm sure there's a lot of developing light also somewhere waiting to explode. This will explode.
So with this blessing, we let Swamiji go to his other duties. Saina, thank you so much.
It's so hard to let Swamiji go.
Thank you, Swamiji.
Thank you so very much, Saina, and Kiranji. Thank you for your life of devotion. And happy birthday in every way.
I pray for my devotion to increase and become endless and boundless.
You know, what is so beautiful about this birthday today is Kiranji's happiness is to see others' happiness. So we are celebrating your birthday by sharing our happiness with you.
Thank you, Swamiji. Wait till I see you in Bombay now.
We always want to keep hearing him. It's hard for us to see. But
I hope you're going to be in town. Swamiji, are you in town? Are you in Chicago right now, aren't you?
I'm in the area of Chicago, yes.
Yeah. When you will return when things get back to normalcy, hopefully. Not yet.
My experience, Kiran, is this world is never normal. but as soon as the right possibility comes, I will be coming back home to Mother India.
Back home. Yes. We wait for you to come back home soon. Thank you, Swamiji. And bless Shakira. Shakira on your right, she's a wonderful, she's a doer. She loves what she does. Shakira, have a word with Swamiji.
Something.
Thank you for your blessing, Swamiji. Thank you. We were really looking forward to your presence today and your blessings. Your blessings to demonstrative learning mean a lot to us, to every one of us. Thank you so much. And next month, Swamiji, is 1 year of Batchit. So we may trouble you again.
They're going to do a wrap-up. I don't know what they have in mind, but they're going to call. I don't know the surprise, but somehow the other, I think they're going to call all the celebrities who came in. One by one, bit by bit. I don't know. I'm only guessing.
I am waiting for that day to come.
Here you are.
Thank you so very much, Akira.
Thank you. Swamiji, pranam.
Thank you.
Jai Dharima, Swamiji.